James chapter 4. Where do battles and fights among you come from? Is it not from this, from your pleasures that war in your members? You have desires, but you don't obtain them. You kill and covet, but you cannot attain them. You fight and wage war, but you do not obtain them because you do not ask. You ask, but you do not receive because you ask wrongly, that you may spend it on your pleasures. You adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility to God? So whoever wishes to be a friend of the world sets himself up as an enemy of God. Or do you think that the Scripture speaks vacuously? The Spirit which dwells in us yearns with proneness to envy. But he gives a greater grace. That is why he says, God opposes the arrogant, but gives grace to the lowly. So be subject to God and oppose the devil, and he will flee from you. Approach God, and he will approach you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you who are in two minds. Suffer hardship and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be changed into mourning and your joy to gloom. Be humbled before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Do not speak ill of each other, brothers. He who speaks ill of a brother and judges his brother speaks ill of the law and judges the law. If you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. But who are you who judge another? Come now, you who say, today and tomorrow let us go to this city and spend 1 year there and trade and make a profit. You who do not understand what tomorrow means. What kind of a life do you have then? For it will be a vapour which makes an appearance for a short time, but then in turn it vanishes. You say that instead of saying, if the Lord wills, let us live and also do this or that. But at present you boast in your pretensions. Every such boast is wrong. So to him who knows how to do good, but does not do it, to him it is a sin.